RadioMD.com. The Healthy Self is all about you. Here's author, lecturer, and holistic nutritional consultant, Michael Schwartz.
Have you seen those commercials that show you a dog in a car and they say, you know, this is what, you know, you smell when you get in the car, but here's what everybody else smells when they get in. And then they show you the car looks like a big dog. So it made me think, does your house smell? And if it did, would you know it? You really might not, because we become so accustomed to the environment that we're in that it's second nature to us. And so we can't differentiate when there's an issue. Yet somebody else will walk in and may or may not say something, may or may not have a reaction. In fact, I don't know if you're a health food store shopper or not, but it's interesting. And even I'll give you another story. But when people walk into a health food store for the first time, depending upon the size of the health food store, I'm not talking about the big box stores, you know, the big organic grocers, you know, I'm not talking about those guys. I'm talking about the real health food stores, the mom and pop health food stores. Well, if you walk into one for the first time, I can remember so many people saying, oh my God, what's that smell? It's the B vitamins. They give off an aroma. But all of us who work in the stores, we never smell it because we are accustomed to it. However, things do have a smell. So that's one issue. Obviously, I don't know if you can hear it in the background, there's a phone ringing, which is very disturbing. Be that as it is, a lot of people try to get rid of the indoor aromas. And I would say that's even worse, because what's happening there is that they're bringing in another chemical to nullify a chemical smell that already exists. And so from that point of view, I think that they're just making the situation worse, because not only you're nullifying, but whatever it is you're using to nullify, you're using to corrupt yourself. And here's the thing with all these toxic chemicals from a different point of view, because this is the third session I'm doing on talking about chemicals. And what I haven't given you is any of the symbolic significance of this really means. First off, you know, if we go back a couple of sessions ago, I talked about one of the things about pharmaceutical drugs is that they are designed to block symptoms. And what's interesting about pharmaceutical drugs and their toxicity is that actually some of the drugs are fatal, and yet they're allowed to sell them. Some of the drugs will incapacitate people mentally because they, you know, your brain has what's called a blood-brain barrier. And that barrier is designed to protect your brain from substances that could be detrimental. Well, man has been able to create chemicals that will pass through the blood-brain barrier. Not only that, it has created chemicals that are carriers that will get through the blood-brain barrier, which means, from a different point of view, that there are chemicals in the food that are there specifically to retard intelligence, enthusiasm, inspiration. I know how that sounds, but when you look at people, you look at what's going on in the world, and you try to get anything accomplished, it's almost as if everybody is like, three short of a six-pack? I don't know. It's really interesting how slow-thinking people are. I believe it's because of the foods and the toxins that we're ingesting. And toxins are all symbolic of man-made ideas and concepts as to how you should live. Well, that is not necessarily in keeping with the universal teachings or God's laws how man should live. You know, and we have all of these fabulous diets out there. I'm not even going to mention any of them because I just came back from a trade show this last week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And all these different foods out there and all these different diets that everybody's promoting. And yet you take a look at some of these people and they are the unhealthiest looking people I've ever seen. And they're disregarding a particular teaching, and that is excess leads to rejection. So you have a lot of people who are high into protein diets. Well, protein diets are, I guess, I don't believe in them. I don't follow one. I do everything in moderation. One of the downsides to a high protein diet, unless you're a bodybuilder and you're trying to build muscles or you're taking care of because you do need protein, they're still in the growing development stage. But here, no, because one of the things that happens with protein is that it turns into an acid ash. At least that's what we call it in the bloodstream. And when your body becomes too acidic, you open up the door for corruption, for viruses, for funguses, for germs, for cancer. And this is another thing that chemicals do. You know, they always tell you that they have no known cause for cancer. Well, I do a lecture on cancers, and it's called, you know, the seven causes of cancer, or I just did one last week in Kentucky on the four causes of cancer, which are part of the seven. And one of the causes of cancer is chemical mutations. All you got to do is get the Dorland Medical Dictionary, and especially if your doctor tells you they don't know what causes cancer, tell him, get the Dorland Medical Dictionary and look it up. And it will tell you that cancer is caused by chemical mutations. And where are the chemicals coming from? The toxins that you're eating, breathing, drinking. So one of the things about indoor pollution, I know that Deborah was going to talk about filters. One of the best kinds of filters you can get are plants. There are certain plants, I know because I remember reading about them, but because it's not something that I pay a lot of attention to, because in our houses, we keep the windows open as much as possible. Of course, in Texas in the summer, not possible. But, you know, in fact, that's why we don't live there in the summer, because Texas, you need air conditioning. But here in New Mexico, it's the windows are open all the time. When we get back to Texas in the fall, the windows will be open all the time. Open your windows as much as is humanly possible to allow cross ventilation, to allow the air within the house to be changed out, to get rid of whatever toxins are hanging in there. Do some research. I wish, I apologize, I don't know the plants. I know they exist, but there are certain plants that you could put around the house that will keep your environment toxic free. And think about the thoughts that you indulge in. What thoughts, what concepts have you accepted as true that truly may be toxic to your health? I know that we're not normally thinking in those realms, but I would like for you to begin to look at things from a symbolic point of view, for the simple reason that when you have eyes to see and ears to hear, they will give you insights that will lead to understandings, because your mind is always 24/7 talking to you to give you guidance to keep you on the track that leads to a healthy, vibrant life. This is Michael Schwartz, and you've been listening to Radio MD. Have a fabulous, healthy, vibrant life. Stay well.